Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, 9:1. This parak continues on with the topics of Yerusha and the like. So here we're going to now explain at a little further length the topic I discussed already a couple times before in the explanations, that there's this Takanas Chachamim, this rabbinic enactment, which says that girls that are under 12 and a half years old, who are not yet married, if they're either older than 12 and a half or married, doesn't apply to them. So they get first dibs, if you will, on the estate. They have to be supported first. So that means there's not enough money to go around, so then this estate will support them, i.e. the Bezdin will get involved and seize the assets or whatever, make sure the assets handled properly to support these young girls. And the older brothers will not get anything. Okay, that's what the Mishnah is going to say. We'll see more in the details. The rationale of this din is this Takanas Chacham is so that younger girls shouldn't have to go knocking on doors. That's extremely embarrassing, more so than the boys. We don't want that to happen under any circumstances. So no young girls knocking on doors means that the girls are getting supported from the estate first ahead of their brothers. And again, once those girls get married off or turn 12 and a half, at that point, so then they'll stop being supported by the estate and the brothers will get them, whatever it is. Now, an important thing to note, just as far as halacha lemaisa goes, is that Chazal only had this in mind in terms of this, this encumbrance on the estate to real assets, meaning property, land, and buildings. It wouldn't apply to like checking accounts, okay? And I'll, as Hashem, remember to discuss that at the end of this Mishnah. So here the Mishnah says inside, Misha meis v'niach banu muvanos. A fellow dies, he has boys and girls. Bezman shenachasam rubin, if there's enough to go around, you know, the guy has 10 apartments, so then fine. Habanim yirshu v'abanos yizonu. So then the 10 apartments go to the two brothers, and they just have to make sure that there's enough from the rent to pay to support their sisters, you know, again, food, clothing, their housing, etc., medical attention, what they need to live. Nechasam mu'atim, however, if there's not enough to go around, there's just one apartment to support these four kids, so then habanos yizonu, then the daughters will be supported from the rent. I mean, again, the bezin gets involved and collects the rent, and but the apitropos supports them. V'habanim, and the brothers now who have no way to support themselves, right? They're 14 years old, whatever the story is. Yishalu ala psachim, they should go knocking on doors and begging. So what else are you going to do? We don't want the girls to beg, so the boys have to beg. Now, Admon Omer. Admon is a Tana here. He's raising an objection. He's saying, wait a second. The boys are the heirs, not the girls. So they like have the upper hand. So how is it fair all of a sudden that the boys are treated worse than the girls, that the girls get everything, the boys get nothing? At least what should happen is that it's the boys' apartment that they're going to be inheriting, so why can't they be treated equally? We'll take the rent and divide it four ways, kind of the same way I explained in the previous Mishnah, how if there are only girls, let's divide it equally four ways. So Ottoman's objection is, just because they're boys, and to the contrary, boys should have the upper hand, why are they being treated worse than the girls? The boys get nothing and the girls get everything in terms of support. Not fair, says he. Admon Omer, Bishvil Sha'ani Zachar Hifsadati, just because I'm a boy, I lose out? Not fair. Rather, we should divide the rent that we get from this one apartment equally amongst the boys and girls. Am Rabban Gamliel, Roa Ani Es Divrei Admon. Rabban Gamliel says, that makes sense to me. That seems to make sense. So he supports the thought of Admon. That's a good claim, says he. However, halacha does not follow Admon, nor Rabban Gamliel, but rather the Tanakama, which is that the daughters are supported first and foremost, and once they are old enough to support themselves, past 12 and a half, or get married, at that point, then what's left of the estate then goes to the boys, according to the rules of Yerusha. Now, I'd said before, halacha lemaisa, although it's true that Chazal only had in mind to encumber real estate, the Gaonim, after the Gemara, said that encumbrances and distributions all apply kind of equally between real estate, karka, and movable assets, metaltlin. So, while that is true, since that's a later enactment, and the original enactment by the Chachamim did not encumber Metaltlin. So that would mean that the Lacha essentially would follow like Admon, if that's what we're talking about. Meaning, if all we have in the estate is an apartment, that's Karka, so indeed, the Bezdin will rent it out, and the rent will go just to the younger girls and nothing to the boys until they're old, until the girls grow up or get married. However, if what's left is a checking account, right, and it's, you know, whatever, it's a stock market portfolio and it's issuing dividends, something like that, so then indeed, la halacha, all of the children would get supported equally, meaning the girls are also getting like the boys, but they're getting until they get old enough, and then when they get old enough to 12 and a half are married, at that point they'll stop getting supported, and therefore then the rest of the stock portfolio would all then pass over to the boys according to the rules of Yerusha.